This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Heck, winter really doesn't arrive officially until the 21st of December. The accumulated winter seasonal severity index is out. Sometimes referred to as the misery index, tracking cold and snow in cities across the U.S. And they say for a lot of the country, it's the worst start ever. A lot of snow, a lot of ice, and we're still in November. Again, a reminder, it's not even winter. A recent scientific query on the internet asks, why do people close their eyes when they kiss? According to the Journal for Experimental Psychology, they say people instinctively close their eyes to reduce the stimuli associated with other senses. They say your brain appreciates the touch of your partner's lips and wants to concentrate on it. Makes sense? Forbes is out with their annual list of highest-paid TV stars in America. Number one again this year, Judge Judy. Raking in $147 million this year. Just ahead of number two, Ellen DeGeneres with a hefty haul of $87.5 million. Dr. Phil, $77.5 million. And Ryan Seacrest, $74 million. Magazine noted, if you want to make serious bank on TV, it's daytime TV for the money. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. I think we'd all agree winter is a love-hate relationship. There are some things we love and some things we hate. On the positive side, we love the crisp air in the morning, the night by the fireplace, Christmas lights, holiday food, and Christmas shopping. On the other side, we miss the warm weather and sun, don't like the heating bills, having to scrape our car windows, always being cold, and getting out of bed in the morning when the house is still freezing. Pew Research Center just posed this question to America. What makes life meaningful? Overwhelming response? Family. 69% of those surveyed said family gives life meaning. Followed by career, money, spirituality and faith, friends, activities and hobbies, health, home and surroundings, and learning. Not at all surprising, family at number one. Is the season for holiday parties. And according to a new research, one of three office workers say they've done something they really wish they hadn't at a holiday party. 40% say they've experienced some big office drama or learned some juicy gossip at the company holiday party. 37% say they witnessed an office hookup at a holiday party. Ah, this woman is back, huh? Woman in England posted on a parent's website that her mother-in-law is charging $21 per person for Christmas dinner this year. And people's reactions to whether that's fair or not are split right down the middle. A doggy daycare in Omaha called Barks and Brews now has a liquor license, which means dog owners can kick back with a beer or two while watching their four-legged friends run around the other side of a large pane of glass. What's not to like here? The Alvin Humane Society's annual holiday home tour is this Sunday. Tickets are $20 per person to tour five local homes Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you'd like tickets, you can get them at the shelter on Blue Star Highway in South Haven or by calling 637-5062. Again, the annual holiday home tour with the Alvin Humane Society is this Sunday, December 2nd, from 11 until 4. Knucklehead news out of Nassau County, Florida, where a guy was arrested after allegedly stabbing a female companion with a fork. The man claimed he threw the fork at the woman and it glanced off her head. Police say the victim had stab wounds and a bloody face. Did I mention police say their argument started over an undercooked potato? The Daily Buzz. If you ever come across something I should talk about here on The Daily Buzz, get it to me somehow. A couple of ways, drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We've got a drop box outside the building. If it's after hours or over the weekend, you can leave me a message on our Facebook or Twitter pages or email me, paul@wcsy.com. If you somehow miss a Daily Buzz, you can catch up on our website, wcsy.com. It's where all our podcasts of The Buzz live. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you so you'll never miss an episode. We also post them on Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Republic, and other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.